Sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Justice Department officials will question Ghislaine Maxwell for a second day on her late accomplice, convicted child sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Maxwell's attorney, David Marcus, on yesterday's interview near her prison in Tallahassee.
Ms. Maxwell answered every single question.
It comes amid persistent calls for the Justice Department to release the Epstein files. Correspondent Scott McFarland.
There's no indication they're going to release any of the transcripts or the findings of that interview. But in the meantime, they could try to quell this political firestorm they're dealing with. It's just less than clear that a meeting or a request for grand jury transcripts is going to satisfy this very vocal base of Trump supporters who want more.
Jerome Powell called out the president's math while he was giving him a tour of Fed headquarters. CBS's Nancy Cordes.
Standing side by side in hard hats, the president and the Fed chair clashed right away over the cost of the renovations Trump had come to see.
It looks like it's about $3.1 billion. It went up a little bit, or a lot. So the 2.7 is now 3.1.
I'm not aware of that.
It just came out.
Powell noted Mr. Trump had included the cost of a previous renovation in his calculation. France is defending a controversial decision. CBS's Jared Hill.
French President Emmanuel Macron announced Thursday the country will recognize Palestine as a state, the first G7 nation to do so. Israel and the U.S. slammed the plan, with Secretary of State Marco Rubio calling it a reckless decision that only serves Hamas propaganda.
A brutal heat dome is expanding today from the south and Midwest into the Northeast. CBS meteorologist David Parkinson.
Today is the day for the East Coast to be experiencing the most uncomfortable temperatures of the week. In fact, we've got record high temperatures being forecast in Baltimore, in Philadelphia, and in New York City as well. Could even see some records on up into New England.
The high for Boston today is 93, New York 97. A judge says a New Jersey Little Leaguer can return to the field after he was suspended for a bat flip.
Last week, 12-year-old Marco Rocco of Haddonfield tossed his bat in the air after hitting a two-run homer in the sixth inning of a playoff game. The umpire ejected him, earning Marco an automatic one-game suspension, which would force him to miss the championship game. His family went to court, arguing Little League's own social media features videos of other players flipping their bats. A judge lifted Marco's suspension hours before last night's title game, but his team lost 10-0 to Elmora. Michael Wallace, CBS News.
This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. A pregnant woman lost her child in a Racine County car crash earlier this month, and now homicide charges have been filed against the man police say is responsible for the crash. 23-year-old Noah Labonte from Mequon faces multiple charges, including homicide by intoxicated use of a vehicle, after a crash on July 3rd killed an unborn child in Racine County. Authorities say Labonte was driving on the wrong side of Seven Mile Road when he collided with a woman who was 33 weeks pregnant. He also faces a cocaine possession charge and is being held on a $20,000 bond. The AMC Homecoming got the full whereas treatment. Kenosha County Executive Samantha Kirkman presented a special proclamation yesterday at a cruising event for the AMC Homecoming Week. Today, there's a swap meet at Kennedy Park all day, a gremlin event at Jeffrey Elementary, and the Homecoming Car Show Parade this afternoon. The parade finishes with a block party at the Kenosha History Center. The week-long celebration honors Kenosha's automotive history, and it leads up to tomorrow's big car show at Kennedy Park. Other than a lady from Illinois selling drugs to an undercover cop, crime at Country Thunder was minimal. During the recent Country Thunder Festival, police made 15 arrests and issued 194 citations. Those are similar numbers to last year's totals at the four-day event. The woman that allegedly sold coke to the undercover cop is being held on a $10,000 bond in the county jail. And a notable Racinian has passed. The Racine Zoo has announced the passing of Sydney, a longtime emu that lived at the zoo. Sydney was born in 1994 and arrived in Racine in December of 2002. The zoo says they're heartbroken but grateful for the many years they were able to spend with Sydney. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Watch out for Matthew Golden. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from the Packers training camp, where rookie wide receiver Matthew Golden is turning heads on the practice field, the first-round pick, catching short passes, then turning up field for big gains, Packers safety Evan Williams.
Obviously, it's the first couple days, so we'll see how he can consistently go. But, I mean, to know that you have a guy like that that can, you know, bring a level of explosiveness to the offense, you know, it's exciting, man.
Baseball, the Brewers opening a series against the Marlins in Milwaukee. Will they make a trade before the deadline next week? Pat Murphy says, let's not discuss in front of the players.
You just can't let it get in there. I'll answer questions. I'll openly talk about different things that they're discussing, but that's their job, the front office, and they do a great job of it. Yeah, I'm just worried about this club, the group in the clubhouse right now, and what's going on with them, and I don't want them looking over their shoulder or whatever, and I just want them thinking about, hey, how can I help the team win tonight? How do I help?
That's Brewers manager Pat Murphy with Sports on Mike Clemens.
The weather is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644. Nothing shouts independence like the freedom and relaxation of the open road. But sometimes that road gets crowded. So before you hop on the bike this summer, make sure that you're properly insured by calling the Hog Lawyer at 888-999-6644. He'll look your policy over free of charge and with no obligation, so that you're free to relax and enjoy the road ahead. And the Hog Lawyer knows his stuff. He's the lawyer who rides at 888-999-6644 or online at hoglawyer.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently it's 71.
I'm not much for travel of any mode. When I do travel, though, I go by plane. I think it's nice to have a non-smoking section on planes. I think we ought to take it a step further. I think we need a non-speaking section. I don't know about you. Every time I get in a plane now, I end up sitting next to some babbling mouseketeer who's way too happy with the airborne experience. They always feel compelled to tell me their life story from DNA up till that afternoon. Some of these people get in any kind of recliner and they think they're in therapy. I need a little peace and quiet when I fly. I'm very frightened. I won't even turn on that air blower above the seat. I always get the feeling I'm diverting power away from the jet. What about those masks that drop down in the event of decompression? That's a pretty flimsy-looking apparatus, isn't it? Doesn't this look remarkably like a parquet margarine cup on the end of an enema bag or something? You know, they always have these bizarre instructions to start the flow of oxygen, tug down lightly on the cord. And, you know, when I'm shoulder rolling at 700 miles an hour, lightly just isn't in my vocabulary, all right? Something intrinsically cruel about having the last 40 seconds of your life turn into a Lucy skit.
It's summertime, summertime, summertime.
It's summertime.
There you go, the Jamies. It's summertime. And good morning. It's 7-Eleven. I am, let's see here. What do I have here for you now? Oh, cloudy. Highs near 77 today. Cloudy, 69 the low tonight. Chance of showers and thunderstorms tomorrow with a high near 81, but a beautiful Sunday, sunny with a high near 85 right now. It is sunny. It's cloudy, but it's still sunny and 69 degrees here at Radio Park. All right. Here's a question for the people who rarely or never get sick. What is your secret? Seriously, some people are sharing their tips online, but unfortunately, most of them are not practical for everyone, like going to sleep early and getting 9 hours of sleep every night. Staying away from all kids. Stay active and drink plenty of water. That's good. Wash your hands constantly and don't touch your face or rub your eyes. That one's good. And one person said they barely ever leave the house. I guess you won't get sick if you never leave the house. Huh? And never let anybody in your house either. 7:12, got the Beatles and Twist and Shout. I think they sang that on the Ed Sullivan Show. On one of they did three Ed Sullivan shows when they first came to America. They sang that on one of the shows. I don't know which one they sang it on. Hey, it's 7:14, local news, timeless hits right here at WRJN. All right. What celebrity could you never, ever, ever hate? A list of celebrities people say they could never hate include Henry Winkler, the Fonz, Michael J. Fox, Mr. Rogers, Julie Andrews, Christina Applegate, Dolly Parton. You can't hate Dolly Parton. Come on, she's such a good individual. And Keanu Reeves. The one that's on the list here, Tom Hanks. How could you not, not always like Tom Hanks? He's such a nice guy. All right. Got the DC 5. This is Because.
It's right that I should care. Try to make you happy when you're blue. It's right to feel the way I do. Because I love you. It's wrong to say when you
717 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Cloudy today, highs near 77 degrees. Right now it's sunny, really. There's clouds up there, but it looks sunny to me. 69 at Radio Park. All right, we're in the middle of July or toward the end of July, so it's really too early to start thinking about school supplies. Well, unless you need to start planning a heist to acquire them. There's a report on how many parents, and there are a lot of them, willing to do whatever it takes to save money on back-to-school stuff. And this seems excessive, but 12% of all parents say they've admitted to stealing stuff from work to give their kids school supplies. So what, are you going to steal a couple of pens and pencils and give it to your kid for a school supply? It's 718, local news, timeless hits to WRJN. Time for Pete with the Beats.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Hulk Hogan is no longer with us. The man who tried to fix wrestling matches to protect his image, notoriously used horrible racial slurs, organized a fake presidential campaign, joked about body slamming Kamala Harris, stonewalled a wrestler's union, took steroids, allegedly caused the breakup of a friend's marriage, and falsely claimed to play bass for Metallica, has passed away. Those offering tributes include the president, who says he will be missed, he was MAGA all the way, and the lovable Vince McMahon, who said Hogan was a global phenomenon. I guess those are tributes. Hulk Hogan was 71. Well, the people begged for it, and Hollywood listened. As a result, there will be a new Air Bud. In the first Air Bud, a young grieving boy befriends a dog who he finds out is great at basketball. In the new Air Bud, a young grieving boy finds a VHS tape of his father's dog, then befriends the same breed of dog who is great at playing basketball. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Everyone looks forward to the weekend, and at WRJN, we're no different. Saturday morning features Rick Johnson with his Capsule Countdown. 10 songs with a common theme, counted down in rapid-fire fashion at 8:30 and 9:30. Terry Hovell with Rock and Roll Never Forgets from 10 to 2. And Sunday morning, Lou Regani features the music of the stars from 7 till noon. It's the perfect weekend soundtrack. WRJN.
We'll be right back.
Bobby's China Grove, local news, Tamless Hits, WRJN. Interesting fun fact. Tom Johnston from the Doobie Brothers was inspired to write that song, China Grove, after seeing a road sign for the town while driving near San Antonio, Texas. There's also another China Grove in North Carolina, but the one in Texas is the one that inspired that song. Okay, a man looks out of an airplane window on his flight as it was taking off. And as things going down the runway, he takes a quick look. His luggage is abandoned on the tarmac. He said he was upset at the time, but the airline later delivered it to his destination, so that was okay. That brings us to this story. A man created a website called Luggage Losers, which it's a live ranking of airlines and how much luggage they lose right now. It's live. He created it after an airline lost his girlfriend's suitcase. So you could see it live on how much luggage they're losing. He's got a ticker on. I think that's great. All right. From the Three Penny Opera, here's Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife.
Oh, the shark, babe, has such teeth, dear. And it shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old Maggie Heath, babe, and it keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with his teeth, babe, scarlet billows start to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old Maggie Heath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, Sunday morning, lies a body just oozing life. Get someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know, where a cement bag just drooping on down. Oh, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you 10, old Mackie's back in town. Not to hear about Louis Miller, he disappeared, babe, after drawing out all his hard-earned cash. And now Maggie Heath spins just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash? Diving, diver, ho, ho, yes, Suki Tawdry, whoop it, Lotta Lenya, and Lucy Brown. That line forms on the right, babe. Not that Maggie's back in town. Look out, old Maggie's back.
All right, Bobby Darin, Mac the Knife, local news, Tamless Hits at WRJN. All right, ready for some moron news here? 24-year-old guy in Pennsylvania orders 3 cakes from a grocery store with photos of himself printed on the cakes. Then he went through self-checkout and did not pay for the cakes. He bought some candies, canned items, and some cupcakes and paid $12.99. He did not scan the cakes, which are worth more than $90 total. Police ID'd him. You know how they did it? Through security footage and the photos that were on the cake. What an idiot. All right, it's 7:27. Local news, Timeless Hits, WRJN. We've got some sunshine, 69 degrees at Radio Park, down in the boondocks. Here's Billy Joe Royal.
Down in the boondocks. Down.
Billy Joe Royal, Dad of the Boondocks, 729 at WRJN. We're talking movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters in a few minutes. But first, here's an important announcement from our Vice President General Manager, Chris Morrow.
Recently, WRJN was advised by an attorney for the estate of Paul and Lynn Harvey that the rest of the story broadcast we've been airing were provided by a party that did not have the rights to issue us authority to air the program. We're working with the family's attorney now to return the rest of the story to WRJN, but until we can work those terms out, we're honoring the family's request to discontinue airing the rest of the story at this time. Again, we apologize. We know you look forward to hearing it every day at this time. But for now, we're going to follow the rules and work with the family in order to make sure our licensing and our ability to air Paul Harvey and the rest of the story is within all the legal limits.
All right, good morning. It's 7:30. Let's check our morning news. Once again, here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The man killed in a crash Tuesday night in Racine has been identified. 29-year-old James Felix died after a collision between his motorcycle and a van. It happened at just after 8 that night near 21st and Racine Streets. Felix was found unresponsive and later died at the hospital. The 62-year-old driver of the van stayed on the scene and is cooperating with the investigation. A convicted felon in Racine is facing charges after she filmed herself with a firearm following a social media rant. 53-year-old Patsy Clemmer waved a gun and yelled profanities while driving past a basketball tournament she mistakenly thought was an event where guns were being confiscated. Police say they found a gun and THC in her purse. She's being held on a $750 bond. It's truck and tractor pull night at the Racine County Fair. The festivities continue through Sunday in Union Grove. Tomorrow night at the grandstand, thousands will pack in to watch a rodeo event called Bulls and Barrels. On Sunday, it's the Demo Derby. There's a full lineup and more about the costs at RacineCountyFair.com. And this year's Country Thunder Festival in Kenosha County saw 15 criminal arrests and nearly 200 citations. Those numbers roughly match last year's enforcement during the four-day event in Twin Lakes. Among the arrests was a cocaine bust involving an Illinois woman that allegedly sold drugs to an undercover cop. The Kenosha County Sheriff's Office says they handled more than 470 service calls, keeping the crowd of about 40,000 safe and secure. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour or anytime at WRJN.com.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems. Top-notch work with a beautiful finish. 262-206-3168.
Conventional Concrete Systems is making concrete great again as the best in the Midwest. If it's a sidewalk, patio, driveway, floor, curb, or gutter, experience matters. Their experts have you covered. Your home deserves the very best. Conventional Concrete Systems provides precision and excellence to every project. It's top-notch work with a beautiful finish that's built to last. Visit them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 to get started today.
We know that the international marketplace is critical for beef, pork, and poultry. But what you may not realize is what the international marketplace is buying. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. What we buy in the United States as far as beef, pork, and poultry, not exactly what international customers may be looking for. That's the word from Jeff Swenson. He is a livestock marketing specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection, and he says a lot of the product that we move internationally is basically product that U.S. consumers wouldn't buy, he explains.
But getting Americans to eat even more meat than they do now is really an uphill battle. And then we need to remember the type of products that we do export. So when we look at exporting the lower value items that U.S. customers tend to shy away from, so we export a lot of tongue and short plate and liver when it comes to beef and what we'd call entrails or intestine when it comes to pork, it would be difficult to make Americans change their eating habits to eat more of that.
Jeff Swenson, livestock marketing specialist at the Wisconsin Department of Ag, Trade, and Consumer Protection. And he says, remember, every pound of those variety meats that we sell internationally adds value back to our animals here. Where's the value in the marketplace on a Friday morning? We'll take a look at that next.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
When hot weather strikes your cattle, milk production drops and feed intakes decrease. Summer heat also impacts the quality of your herd's reproduction. Protect your cows and grow your bottom line. Add BioVets Bovine Gold Light to your cow's daily ration. Bovine Gold Light keeps the herd hydrated, maintains milk production, and keeps your breeding program in check. Learn more about Bovine Gold Light at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
On Thursday, barrel cheese remained unchanged. 40-pound block cheese gained a quarter of a cent, 164.5, while AA butter stood still. The August Class 3 milk that goes into cheese this morning's down 3, 1723 a hundredweight. December new crop corn's down a penny at 419. November new crop beans down a nickel at 1019. September wheat's down 3 at 539 a bushel. I'm Pam Yonke.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
There's still plenty of warm weather on the way, so make sure that you keep it cool all summer long and phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine to take advantage of their incredible $59 air conditioning tune and clean special. That's right, for just $59, the professionals at Building Waters will make sure that your AC unit is in perfect shape all season long. They're your one-stop shop, so give them a call today at 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
Partly cloudy today. We'll get to 77 for a high this afternoon. The wind northeast at 5 to 15. A few scattered thunderstorms tonight and again tomorrow. Our low 68 tonight. Tomorrow's high 83. Some rain could be heavy. We're talking a half inch or more through tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 72.
Chased on the playground, right? Some people go so far as to get plastic surgery. They're like, I don't want to sound desperate, but can you take a knife to my face and make me pretty? Just keep cutting! It's kind of amazing more of us don't get plastic surgery because we live in a beauty-obsessed society, right? There are studies. There was a Harvard study that found that children believe good-looking people are nicer. That study also found that children are stupid. We definitely give good-looking people the benefit of the doubt. Like, if a really attractive person's quiet, we think they're mysterious. If a fat person's quiet, we assume they're thinking about food. And we are, but there's still a mystery. You don't know what kind of food. All right, it's cake. It's always cake. But you don't know what kind. All right, it's red velvet.
It's time to talk movies with Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Good morning, Brett.
Good morning, Don.
Before we talk about, we have another summer blockbuster opening up today. Before we talk about that, I got a question for you. Nobody wants to open up their movies against a major blockbuster like Superman, Jurassic Park, or Jurassic World, F1. Nobody wants to open up against a major movie because they're afraid it'll get buried and people won't go see it. How do these different companies know for sure when a major blockbuster is coming out? Because people change their minds all the time at these companies. So how can they be 100% sure that they're opening up at the right time?
Well, there is a big business in what's known as tracking. Studios are doing their own research, and everyone is looking from a time a movie is announced to the time it goes on screen on tracking. There are research companies that figure out what they believe audience sentiment is, what their interest is, and that's how they kind of project what a movie will make. But and they're in a range most of the time, but sometimes they're wrong and we get surprised, which is always unique to see.
All right. So we do have another summer blockbuster opening up, and let's talk about it.
All right. This is going to be a big one. Expect it to be number one at the box office this weekend. And that's from Disney and Pixar, The Fantastic Four First Steps. It's rated PG-13. It is a Marvel movie. So it's set against the backdrop of a 1960s-inspired futuristic world, and it follows the Fantastic Four. And these are Marvel characters. They're a group of four astronauts who've gained powers after they were exposed to cosmic rays during a scientific mission to space. So really unique set of superheroes here. And in this movie, they're facing a daunting challenge. They must defend Earth from a space god called Galactus, and his herald, the Silver Surfer. So these characters go way back. They've had a great pedigree in terms of people's interest. Admittedly, in the past, there were some movies that released for the Fantastic Four that only had, you know, modest interest and some people didn't care for. But this one on the big screen, this one gets its full Marvel treatment with Disney, and the reviews are very, very good for the Fantastic Four First Steps. And like I said, I can guarantee you this one will be number one position at the box office.
You know, I get it. They're hugely, wildly successful. I just don't understand why. I never got the Marvel Universe thing. I don't know how you, do you like going to the Marvel movies?
Yeah, of course I do. And I think they've made it palatable enough. If you were to walk in and hadn't seen a single picture, you would still be able to walk in today and piece together, what's going on. Maybe not every reference they have, but you'd be able to understand the basic story. These have been good, smart, and well-produced movies consistently for people looking for great action on the big screen. And I think that's what a lot of going to the movies is all about. Keep me entertained, give me my popcorn, and let's have a great time, which these movies certainly do.
I did like Iron Man, and I think it's probably because that Robert Downey Jr. was in the lead role, and he's such a charismatic actor that I think he pulled it off playing Tony Stark. And so that I think that's why I liked it, because he was so good in the role. Had it been some nondescript actor, I don't know if he could have pulled it off like Robert Downey Jr. did, but I liked Iron Man, and The Dark Knight is probably one of my favorites, too, only because of Heath Ledger. He was so good in that role. He was such a slime wad that you really like this guy. I mean, you like this character. All right, so Fantastic Four. Now, what's still hanging around the box office? You got some major movies. Go over the list here.
Oh, most certainly. We still have Jurassic World, and that should be a great movie for people to go see. So we have Jurassic World. That is on screen right now. We've also got F1, which was one of my favorite movies of the summer. So if you haven't seen that one on the big screen, make sure to go out and see that one. We also have Superman. So this movie, frankly, it's probably between Superman, Lilo and Stitch, and the Fantastic Four as to what will be the number one movie of the summer. But Superman's been out for 2 weeks now, and it got great reviews, and people are loving that one. And there's still a whole bunch of other pictures there as well. So I would tell you, lots of action on the big screen with the Fantastic Four First Steps, Jurassic World Rebirth, and Superman. And then, of course, if you have kids at home, you've got Smurfs, you've got Elio, and you've got Lilo and Stitch still on the screen. And I don't want to not mention, again, my favorite movie of the summer so far was F1. So go check that one out.
How did Lilo and Stitch get in that batch? It's not animated, but it's live action animation. How did that fit in there with all those big giant summer blockbusters? Who saw that coming?
Well, it's been quite some time since the original animated movie came out. Disney did their research. They decided to release this one. And so far, it's over $418 million, which is why Superman, which is at, you know, around 250, and Jurassic World is around 276 in comparison. Superman might catch it, but we'll see. The nice thing about Lilo and Stitch was it was something that the older generation knew and loved. They wanted to go back for nostalgia, and it's great for young kids as well. So it had a good diversification of age and people going to see it.
All right, just a moment, we're going to talk about Ozzy Osbourne and the Incredible Hulk. He actually made, not the Incredible Hulk, just the Hulk.
Hulk Hogan.
They actually made movies. And Hulk Hogan made a huge blockbuster movie he was in. He wasn't the star of it, but it was a huge movie. We're going to talk about the movies of Ozzy Osbourne and Hulk Hogan coming up in just a moment. 744, local news, timeless hits, and movie talk at WRJN.
Hospice Alliance provides compassionate care to patients throughout Southeast Wisconsin, anywhere they call home. Care can be provided in a patient or loved one's home, in an assisted living or skilled nursing facility. Other families have found the Hospice Alliance Hospice House is best for their loved ones. To learn more, visit hospicealliance.org.
WRJN Big Deals. It's our first ever Crazy Days sidewalk sale. Score jaw-dropping savings without even leaving your couch. 50 to 80% off gift certificates to your favorite local businesses. But hurry, these deals are going fast during our biggest sale of the year. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click the Big Deals banner and get in on the crazy savings with WRJN Big Deals.
When words fall short, let Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha speak for you with stunning floral arrangements. For birthdays, anniversaries, weddings, and corporate events, let their breathtaking bouquets and elegant designs set the perfect tone. Include indulgent DeBrand truffles or a signature Carrie's candle featuring relaxing scents like Wisconsin Northwoods, Ocean Breeze, or Mom's Home. Sunnyside Florist of Kenosha. Enter the spacious parking lot from 75th Street just west of 30th Avenue. Open until 7 p.m. weeknights and 2 p.m. on Saturdays.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
A toe-tapping tribute to the love of musical theater, The Drowsy Chaperone, continues this weekend at the Racine Theater Guild. Dust off your favorite record, place the needle in a groove, and settle into your cozy armchair as you're transported to the world of an imaginary 1928 musical. It's jam-packed with mistaken identities, larger-than-life characters, madcap hijinks, and flashy dance numbers all the way to the altar. Call the box office at 633-4218 or visit racinetheater.org for showtimes and tickets.
Is chronic pain draining your energy? Relief is closer than you think. Racine Disc Center specializes in treating chronic and severe pain that prevents you from living the life you want. From disc and knee decompression to laser therapy, they have state-of-the-art equipment that can provide life-changing pain relief without medication or surgery. Just think, by summer, you could be doing things you haven't done in years, like exercising or taking that trip on your bucket list. Visit RacineDiscCenter.com, where you go to get your life back.
Get ready, Racine. The Roma Lodge Italian Festival is back for its 46th year and bigger than ever. July 25th through the 27th, enjoy authentic Italian food, live bands, Cafe Roma, raffles, a vendor fair, and fun for the whole family. Just $4 pre-sale, $5 at the gate. Kids 12 and under are free. Sunday, free admission for everyone. Come to Roma Lodge, 7130 Spring Street in Racine for food, fun, and tradition you can taste. Don't miss the Roma Lodge Italian Festival, July 25th through the 27th.
We're talking to Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Ozzy Osbourne passed away the other day. Hulk Hogan passed away. A lot of big people passed away this past week. It was really a terrible time. Chuck Mangione died yesterday. Just a lot of people. Okay. Unbeknownst to me, Ozzy Osbourne actually made some movies. I know Hulk Hogan made movies, but I didn't know about Ozzy Osbourne. Why don't you talk about some of those? These are really cameo scenes, right?
Yeah, sure. I don't think we'd ever see Ozzy Osbourne as a leading man.
First of all, you can't understand what he's saying. So, yeah, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, but, I mean, he did some memorable cameos, always appearing as this lovable figure that I think people enjoyed, which was really neat because Ozzy's persona on stage was the Prince of Darkness, but later on, he became known as kind of this lovable guy and even kind of a family person, which is, you know, in a certain way. So he was in a bunch of movies. Recently, he was in Trolls World Tour. He was the voice of one of the kings on that, 2020. That was an animated movie. But that's not the first time he lent his voice to an animated movie. He was in Romeo and Juliet. And of all things, he played this character, Fawn, which was a pink flamingo lawn ornament, believe it or not. So he starred in one of the Austin Powers movies, Gold Member. He starred with his family in that one in 2002. And in one of my favorite movies, he was only in as a voice cameo, and this was Moulin Rouge in 2001. The Green Fairy, when Ian McGregor tries absence for the first time, the Green Fairy's voice, when he tries absence, changes to Ozzy Osbourne's voice. And you'll never not remember it if you can go back and look at that. But that's in the movie Moulin Rouge. And then, you know, in 1988, he was actually featured in a documentary that you can still find today. It was called The Decline of Western Civilization, Part 2, The Metal Years. This is a film that was directed by Penelope Spheris, and she went on to direct Wayne's World. But if you watch that one, even in 1988, you can see that Ozzy is very aloof but very lovable in that documentary. So go check that one out.
Now, the Hulkster, Hulk Hogan, he actually starred in some big movies.
Yeah, he was in a lot of television and a lot of movies. Now, frankly, a lot of them didn't do that well or weren't very critically acclaimed at the box office because he was in a bunch of flops like Suburban Commando in 1991 and Mr. Nanny in 1993. But he did have some memorable moments. One was No Holds Barred in 1989. This was critically panned, but it was a wrestling movie that some wrestling fans kind of enjoy. In Gremlins 2 in 1990, there's a moment in that movie where they just literally break the fourth wall and have Hulk Hogan in that movie. So Gremlins 2, he's got a cameo in. And the one you referenced before break, I think everyone will always remember his role with Sylvester Stallone in Rocky III as Thunderlips. It's in the beginning of the movie. They're in a charity match, boxer versus wrestler, and it's just a great scene to watch Hulk Hogan versus Sylvester Stallone in Rocky III. That's what he's probably most remembered for when it comes to movies.
Movies will live on forever, so you'll be able to see them forever and ever. Big news. Remember the bicycle in Pee-wee's Big Adventure? It wound up in a very odd place. Talk about this.
Well, for right now, it's not there yet. But in a couple years, it is going to be on permanent display at the Alamo. So really interesting story here about the fact that the original red bike used in the movie, it's going to be on permanent display at the future Alamo Visitor Center and Museum. You can check it there in fall of 2027. And, of course, there's a little joke in that movie. Pee-wee's looking to find his bike. And someone says, you can find it in the basement of the Alamo. And the joke is he goes to the Alamo and there is no basement of the Alamo. But I think everyone will remember that scene and that movie. And this is just kind of fun. And, of course, everyone should go see the Alamo. Just as a neat piece of history. But this kind of adds another flair to it. And I think it's a great, nice little addition to the visitor center that they're putting up.
I remember I took my daughter to see that movie, and what freaked me out was the character Large Marge. Remember her, the truck driver?
Uh-huh.
She freaked me when her eyeballs came out of her head. And that kind of freaked me out. All right, one of my favorite parts about going to the theater is I love the movie trailers. And it's ironic because they used to show them at the end of the movie. When I was a kid, we used to see them at the end of the matinees. That's why they were called trailers. Somehow they became the beginning of the movie, and they're really not trailers anymore. They're pre-trailers, whatever. But we got some new trailers to talk about. Let's go through the list here.
Yeah, well, the first one I want to talk about is Spinal Tap 2. The End Continues. This just debuted yesterday at Comic-Con. And, man, does this look great, especially for anyone who's a fan of the first one. In this one, it's 41 years later, the band is reuniting for one last reunion concert. Of course, they're older now, but you still got the same band members coming back. And let me tell you, I'm really looking forward to this one because you've got Rob Reiner. He not only directs it, but he's starring as Marty DeBurgi again.
Marty DeBurgi. I love that name.
You have Michael McCann, Christopher Guest, and Harry Shearer. They're the band. Take a look at this trailer. You'll have a lot of laughs just watching the trailer. I'm looking forward to it. And in fact, next week, I'm very happy. Next week, I'm going out to L.A. to get some footage with Rob Reiner and with this band, the three that are in the band. And I'm going to have a great time when I'm out there. So I'm excited to go up there. Hopefully, I can tell every one of you what it was like. But I'm excited to see this band, being a big fan of the original. And, go check out the Spinal Tap 2 trailer. It's all over online, or if you can catch it in the theaters on some attractions as well.
I like that title, The End Continues. Does it go to 11? That's what I want to... Does it go to 11? Okay, I've got some... movie news for you here. Margot Robbie may star in Tim Burton's remake of the 1958 movie Attack of the 50-Foot Woman. Now, the woman who's doing the script is Gillian Flynn. She wrote Gone Girl, another great movie. They've done this movie, the original. Then they did a remake of it with Daryl Hannah, I think, as the 50-Foot Woman. I don't know if it deserves a remake, but they're going to do it anyway. An animated Barbie movie is in the works. The original screenwriter of Basic Instinct working on a reboot. The trailer for Mortal Kombat 2 hits theaters October 24th. It's not really movie news. Peacock's been... I'm going to talk about that later. I don't want to talk about Peacock. Okay, romantic comedies that didn't start with Julia Roberts or Meg Ryan, or even Goldie Hawn or Audrey Hepburn, for that matter. These are the best romantic comedies of the past 100 years. Some of these are good titles. Some of the people won't even remember, like Charlie Chaplin's City Lights from 1931. One of my favorites, The Apartment, with Jack Lemmon and Shirley MacLaine and Fred McMurray as the bad guy in this film. You know, people forget that before My Three Sons, he was a bad guy. And before all the Disney movies he made, The Absent-Minded Professor, The Shaggy Dog, all those movies, he was actually a horrible person in some of these movies. His Girl Friday with Cary Grant, Rosalind Russell, The Philadelphia Story again with Cary Grant and Katherine Hepburn, Charlie Chaplin's Modern Times, When Harry Met Sally from 1989. The Shop Around the Corner with Jimmy Stewart and Margaret Sullivan, remade as You've Got Mail. They just used the same script. And, of course, one of my favorite movies of all time, won the Academy Award for Best Picture of the Year from 1977, Woody Allen's Annie Hall. I just love that movie. I love everything Woody Allen. All right, what else we got here for you today? Miracle on 34th Street. You know that was not a Christmas movie when they released it? It was released in 1947 in June. Even though it was a Christmas movie, here's what the head of the studio believed. More people saw movies during the summer than at Christmas time. Well, that changed, huh?
Well, that was back then, and then it changed to no one releasing movies until, and then Jaws, and then it switched back. So that's interesting.
Okay, I mentioned this to you before we went on the air. E.T., the extraterrestrial, actually had a name, but nobody knows it because they were going to tell everybody in the sequel, and they never made the sequel. E.T.'s actual name was... Zrek, Z-R-E-K. Again, it's going to be revealed in the sequel that never wound up being made, so it's just a secret amongst us. Variety ranked the 50 best action movies of all time. I don't quite agree. Well, it's a good list. I shouldn't say I don't agree with it. All right, here are the top 10. You ready? Bullet, Steve McQueen. That came out number 10. Seven Samurai, number 9. Aliens. I liked Aliens better than Alien. I thought Aliens, the sequel, was much better. The Matrix. The French Connection, Enter the Dragon, Raiders of the Lost Ark, which I just saw for the first time a few weeks ago. North by Northwest, the Alfred Hitchcock thriller with Cary Grant. Die Hard, the Christmas movie. That always gets people upset when you say something like that. And The Road Warrior came out number one as the best action film ever. Do you believe that?
You know, I don't. They missed a lot on there. I would have gone for Top Gun or some movies like that.
Yeah.
But, some of those aren't in there. They missed a few, I think.
All right. This will get you aggravated, too. Someone listed the best disaster movies of all time. These are the top five. Number five, Armageddon. Then comes Twisters, the sequel to Twister. Twister was number three, by the way. The Poseidon Adventure, number two. And The Towering Inferno, number one. I think there were a lot of other disaster movies. What was that movie where The Earth was getting frozen just a few years ago, like The Day After Tomorrow or something like that. That was a good movie. All right. There was something else I had here. Oh, here. These are, I don't know if I have time to do this. Real quickly, I'll do it. These are roles actors ultimately regretted. Sandra Bullock talking about Speed 2 Cruise Control. The plot made no sense. Michelle Pfeiffer talked about Grease 2. She said, I was young. I didn't know better. I hated that movie with a vengeance. I can't believe how bad it was. Tell us how you really feel. George Clooney about Batman and Robin. He said, I thought at the time it was going to be a very good career move. It was not. Ben Affleck talking about the movie Daredevil. That was before people realized they can actually make good superhero movies and make them well. And Sylvester Stallone talked about Judge Dredd. He said, quote, the biggest mistake I ever made. So you say they're actually redoing Judge Dredd, right?
Well, they're looking to redo it. Yeah, they just think that one didn't hit. So every once in a while, you'll see people trying to do that, but they're trying to make a new movie of it. Yep.
Are we going to get to talk to you from L.A. next week?
We'll see. We have to check on our schedule. But either way, I'll let you know when we can be around and we'll talk.
That's a no.
I haven't finalized my schedule yet, Don, but I'll let you know.
All right. See, when you do it there, it's going to be like, 5:30 in the morning?
5:30 in the morning, yeah.
So I get here at 5:30 every day. You can do it once. All right. Hold on the line. Don't go anywhere. Brett Hoffman of Marcus Theaters. Always love talking movies. Right now, it's exactly 8 o'clock.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. A Justice Department official is set to interview Jeffrey Epstein's co-conspirator, Ghislaine Maxwell, for a second day in Tallahassee as President Trump travels to Scotland, distancing himself from calls to release the Epstein files. Correspondent Nancy Cordes is at the White House.
President Trump has denied a Wall Street Journal report that he wrote a suggestive letter as part of a 50th birthday book for Epstein in 2003. But last night, the New York Times reported that Trump's name was included in a list of potential contributors for the book. And the Wall Street Journal reports now that other big names on the list included former President